Blog Talk Radio.
Share some things with you tonight. The word that God has given for you. And it, you know, this is a Holy Friday, but every day is holy. And Easter Sunday, he rose. But I want you to know tonight that God and you have already gave you the breakthrough that you need. And I want to talk about finance tonight. I want to talk about economic development. And you say, well, Bishop, why is it so hard to get the money that owed to me? If you don't know that you got money in the bank, you can't go get it. If you don't know that your ancestors have worked day and night and didn't get paid, it's time for you to get paid. And you have to know, when I talk about the trillion flow, I'm not money enough to build some houses, to set your business up. I'm talking about money enough for you to be independent. And you wonder why people come from other countries and they get rich, and you be sitting right to the side of them. They got a business. The banker gave them a loan. They got money, and you can't even borrow $3 from the bank, and you're a taxpayer. So that's some of the stuff that go on. We're talking about the trillion flow tonight. We're talking about the trillion flow. We're talking about the money that's already owed to you. And some of you don't even know that your ancestors work night and day. They made cotton king right there in Mississippi. And then right there in Texas, and right there in Louisiana, sugarcane made king. What I'm really saying, the southern people made cash money, but they didn't get paid. And Congress, yeah, Democrats and Republicans, was in power. They said that we was less than humans, so they didn't feel like they had to pay us. So now, this is 2024 is coming out, that you got to pay us what you owe us. We got to get ready for our business to be successful. And tonight I'm talking about economic development. I'm talking about why you are struggling to get a loan from the bank. You're struggling to keep your business going. And those blacks that got money, they go in a different way with it. If we were to pool our money together, we have more money than Canada or even Kenya and Africa. But since we're so divided as black folks, that our money is lost. But I want to say all is well. I want you to get ready because I want to give you a personal walk with your money. God going to do something special and a financial blessing for you. And the door will open up for you tonight. Well, you might be able to receive. So, well, Bishop, I'm making pretty good in my business. I'm talking about a super business. I'm talking about the business that you're supposed to have, you don't have. He said, well, how come these companies are so heavy? Because they mamas and daddies, they gave it to their children. But all the cotton in Mississippi, blacks, planted the cotton, black pool of cotton, didn't get paid. All the sugar cane down in Louisiana, the blacks made Louisiana, and the sugar, domino sugar, they got rich off of black folks. Never did bring nothing back. Tobacco companies, all the tobacco companies, they got rich off of black folks. They never did bring nothing back. And we're talking about reparation. And what I'm saying, pay us what you owe us. Yeah, the reason white folks got so much, they gave their money to their children. But black folks didn't have no money because they kept it away from us. And this is the real thing. When I talk about the trillion flow, they're talking about money being released to you from the Almighty God. I'm talking about doors that close. You say, well, Bishop, I'm doing all I can. Fast as I get it, they beat me out of it. Okay, these financial companies and these banks got all kind of scams set up. Get your money. Late fee, got a credit card, you got late fees, all of that. It's a scam. Take your money. And some of you get caught up in it. Okay? So what I'm saying to you tonight, when we talk about the trillion flow, to have enough money. The money is sent. Trillions of dollars was sent to Ukraine. That's taxpayer money. $1 trillion was sent over to Israel. And they didn't kill so many people, but that's all right. But it's not all right. Now, let me give you what's going on in Israel. And some of you might not like it, why the president ain't saying nothing, why the governors ain't saying nothing. Because the Jewish community is tied up in American government. And when they tied up in American government, I mean, they ain't gonna say nothing. Here they give Israel $1 trillion. Okay? Now, here's Israel. I think they said 1,500 people got killed. They didn't kill 30,000 people for 15 people. That's keeping it real. Then you find out what happened to the bridge. Now, the bridge was caved in. But guess what? All the people that got drowned was Guatemala. Those people just got here. How did they get a job working construction on the bridge? So somebody is on a rock. Man. What I'm saying tonight, the trillion flow is real. So you get ready for the trillion flow. You get ready for a breakthrough in your life. I want to tell you tonight, I see money. I see money being released. And like Dr. King said, that we got to regulate the money. I mean, they've been giving the money to different white groups. They gave it to the Jews, Italians. Everybody got some of this money for black folks. And black folks deserve to get the money because black folks are doing all the work. Now, when you say, well, what do you mean, Bishop? Your ancestors. If your great-grandma, great-grandpa, they got the money that they owed us, you'll be rich. So you can start your business. You can have your plan. But if they cut you off, we've been cut off. So when I say the trillion flow, I'm talking about Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, all the money that was made, they didn't bring it back. Then some of the places that were successful, like Tulsa, Oklahoma, they burned it down to the ground because blacks wasn't begging. They had their own stores, their own business. So they bombed it and killed all the people, killed over 300 people. Ain't nobody said nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? So what I'm saying to you tonight, the trillion-dollar flow, talk about money. And the money gonna come from the Almighty, coming from God. I'm just seeing that all that flop that's been going on, God is gonna turn some things around in your business. You see, I'm working day and night, and it seems like I can't make it. But I want to release the money that God got for you tonight. I want to release the breakthrough that God got for each one of you tonight. And God is the personal God. And God is going to give you just what you want, that you need. It's like a ruined lamp. God stand up. Men have to listen. And right now, we are in a situation where all the money is going out of this country, going to other countries because of war. Dr. King talked about the war destroying the people. And I want tonight to talk about the Vietnam veterans. I think so many of them died. I want to lift them up. They fought for this country, black and white. White men, black men fought in the Vietnam War. When they got back home, they couldn't even buy a home. When they got back home, they didn't even have no job. So we done come a mighty long way, but we got a long way. So don't give up on what God's going to do for you, but what you're planning to do, body, mind, soul, and spirit. When I talk about a tree, it's not a soul. I'm not talking about money. You talking about no lottery, no gambling. God gonna give you the money that you need to get you to the next level. God gonna do that for you, you and you. If you got a need tonight, you plant a seed. Some of you say, well, the reason you don't get nothing, you don't let nothing out. You make all kind of excuses. But God, the devil get it. You got to buy levels from all of this him. You just make a vow to God. Make a covenant to God for my financial blessing. I'm going to see this $100 for my new business for April and May. I'm going to see this offering that I can be able to do something. The widow woman didn't have nothing but one whole cake. She gave it to the prophet, and she fed the whole neighborhood. And I want to tell you tonight, all is well. I want to go down the line tonight, get your pencil and paper, and I'm talking about finance tonight. I'm talking about you getting the money that God gonna release to you, because it's there. You have not, because you ask not. I want to ask you tonight, what have you really, really asked God for in meditation and prayer? I'm asking God to touch body, mind, soul, and spirit. I'm asking God to touch you and you and you. Well, you might. The lady called me and said, Bishop, I'm having a financial problem. I said, you got the money, it's there. She went to the bank and they looked up the records of her husband. That was the money in escrow. She knew it was there. And I want to tell you tonight, God got money to be released to you. And releasing the finance, God is a healer. Everybody's saying, this is Good Friday. Every day is good. Good Saturday, Good Friday. Sunday, they're going to say, you roll. And I want to say to you, God in you has never left. But God is still giving you super ideas. He's getting you the way to the next level. I'm praying tonight for your healing. I'm praying tonight for your financial blessing. The $1 trillion flow. What does that mean? I mean, you get ready and receive your financial blessing in your business. You say, bitch, I got a business, I'm struggling. You don't suppose I have to struggle with your business. Your business will flow like it ought to. 2023. I want you to read Psalms 58 and Psalms 7 and ask God for financial flow. And I want to tell you, 30, I want you to read Psalm 52, financial blessing, on as I speak, on the way to you. And it's long overdue. I'm going to 1283. There is a check. There is some money. The paper got to be filled out for it. Psalm 39. I'm talking to 1283. A financial breakthrough for you and your family. Make sure that you see the dotted line. Make sure that you know how much money involved. This is money been owed to the family. And once you sit down in your seat, they'll give you one check, three checks. First check, second and third check. This money, the government holding the money. You got to continue for the government to give you your money. Psalm 39, give me what you owe me. And I believe that's the trillion flow. And sometimes you got to go on and ask God to give it to you quick, fast, and everything. I'm going to 81:38. You know, Psalm 23 and Psalm 35. I want you to read those psalms. And I want you to ask God for what you want. I see a home coming to you, a house. I don't care what nobody says. You have not, because you ask not. You begin to ask God, you're going to that house that you've been asking for over the years. Okay, that's going to happen. I'm going to 98:43. Psalm 78. And Psalm 70. I'm talking to 98:43. You're going to pay both houses off. And God's going to bless you. Get ready for the house that you want. I know you don't see it. It ain't for you to see it. It's for you to ask God for what you want. There's money that you paid out coming back because it was did under fraud. And what that means, they lied your money to certain agencies. Once you type the letter and send it to the people, they're going to demand this company that's been swindling a lot of people give you your money back. The other people didn't know, but God has gave you the knowledge. Write the right vote and tell them how much money that was spent and supposed to be spent. Psalm 78 and Psalm 70 and Psalm 69. I want you to get ready for going into this month and next month. All that the devil stole, God going to restore. Somebody said restore. God gonna restore the trillion flow. Yes. Somebody said, Bishop, I got my business, I moved it. But it looked like I can't make it, but I'm gonna pray tonight a financial overflow for everyone that's listening tonight. The spirit of Master Musa, the most richest man in the world. I'm praying for the spirit of economics. Quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Relationships don't work between black people. Racism and white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated. Racism and white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive. Racism and white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in. Racism and white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think. Racism, white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow.
$1 trillion.
From L.A. to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Over enough for everybody.
flow.
New land, new expression. A new philosophy. A new love. $1 billion flow. $1 trillion flow. We are able to have more money than the government, because we are the government. $1 trillion flow coming from Egypt. Coming from the mother country, Africa, to New York and Chicago, the birthplace of Malcolm X, the birthplace of Martin Luther King, Duchamp. I'm talking $1 trillion flow, the slave train. I'm talking about all laws done by Robinson, the slave train, the $1 billion flow. You and me, me and you. Poor and rich. We are rich because we're in the $1 billion flow. Yes, you can have that new Benz. Yes, you can have that Beamer. Yes, you can have that Rose. Yes, you can have that. Yes, you can have that up on the hill, up in New York, up in California, out in Oakland, Compton, L.A. You can have the $1 billion. Yo. Is 100%. You 100% deal. You 100% woman. You 100% man. You 100% up with your head. I'm talking about the $1 billion flow. We are right for getting what belongs to us. Give me what you owe me, and you owe me a $1 billion flow. I want what's mine. I want to have the best of life. I want the sun to shine on me. I want my fellas to wake up. People of color all over the world is in the $1 billion flow. Maybe you in Atlanta, Georgia. Maybe you in down in California. Maybe you in Texas. Maybe you in New York. Maybe you in Florida. Maybe you in Canada, but you in the $1 billion. Maybe you in St. Paul, Minnesota. Indianapolis, Indiana, which might be $1 billion flow. It's going on up in New York, in Chicago, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, New Orleans. It's going on, the $1 billion flow. Down in Texas, Arkansas, North Carolina, South Carolina, huh? Phoenix, Las Vegas, New York. We're calling for the $1 billion flow. I see you rise up and be brilliant. Say I'm rich, because I'm in the $1 billion flow. I am the original man. I am the original woman. I must have my respect. I must have my education. I must have $1 billion. I must be rich. I must lift my brothers and sisters out of the ghetto and out of poverty. I'm in the $1 billion flow. Get what I want. Have what I want. I can get it now. Right now. Have somebody.
All you got to do is say what you want. God will restore and give you the financial blessing. The richest man in the world was a black man. Malcolm Musa was the richest man in the world. You talking about all these things? He was the richest man with gold and silver. And everywhere he went, he made people rich. But it was from God. And tonight I'm praying for you a financial breakthrough. I know you don't see your way. And Bishop, I don't understand. You never understand God. You just ask God, and God will give you for your business. You say, well, I ain't got no business. Ask God for the business. Ask God for a loan for your business. It's there, but you have not because you ask not. You have not. The spirit of our ancestors want you to be rich. The spirit of our ancestors want you to have what belongs to you. You can't take what God have gave to you. So many died, was hung in Lent because of slavery. But through slavery, we made it out. You made it out. So don't sit down and say, I can't. Well, there's a will. Grandma said, there's a way. And I want to tell you, with all the money that the government is sending over to Israel, over to Ukraine, trillions of dollars. That money could trickle down to me and you, could trickle down to Mississippi, Arkansas. Could help somebody start their car business, start their store. And I ain't giving up on you, because God is not giving up on you. So you get ready for the trillion flow.
$1 trillion flow.
Trillion dollars.
From LA to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Texas. The $1 trillion flow. Houston. $1 trillion flow. New Orleans. Bill Street. Memphis. $1 billion flow. People of Maryland, flow. Atlanta, Georgia, flow. $1 billion flow. Over enough. Enough for everybody. He was made for us to be rich. Made for us to be brilliant. People of color. People have melanin. You ask not, you have not. We ask him for what's ours. We're calling for you, you and you, to come into the $1 billion flow. New car, new home. New land, new expression. A new philosophy. A new love. $1 billion flow. $1 trillion flow. We are able to have more money than the government, because we are the government. $1 trillion flow coming from Egypt. Coming from the mother country, Africa, to New York and Chicago, the birthplace of Malcolm X, the birthplace of Martin Luther King, DuSable. I'm talking the $1 trillion flow, the slave train. I'm talking about Paul Lawrence done by Robeson, the slave train, the $1 billion flow. You and me. Poor and rich. We are rich because we're in the $1 billion flow. Yeah, you can have that new Benz. Yeah, you can have that Beamer. Yes, you can have that Rolls. Yes, you can have that Cadillac. Yes, you can have that up on the hill, up in New York, up in California, out in Oakland, Compton, L.A. You can have the $1 billion. Yo. 100%. You 100% healed. You 100% woman. You 100% man. You 100% up with your education. I'm talking about the $1 billion flow. We are right for getting what belongs to us. Give me what you owe me, and you owe me a $1 billion flow. I want what's mine. I want to have the best of life. I want the sun to shine on me. I want my melanin to wake up. People of color all over the world is in the $1 billion flow. Maybe you in Atlanta, Georgia. Maybe you in down in California. Maybe you in Texas. Maybe you in New York. Maybe you in Florida. Maybe you in Canada, but you in the $1 billion flow. Maybe you in St. Paul, Minnesota. Indianapolis, Indiana, we're talking about the $1 billion flow. It's going on up in...
were on vacation, those that your finance, because he know your name. Get ready for God to bless you tonight.
You know.
God, the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and Jacob, I decree tonight a blessing, a financial blessing on those that's listening, those that would download. Let the spirit of ancestors bring them a breakthrough this month and next month. Every door closed, open up. Let victory be in there for you.
Victory is mine.
Victory is mine.
Victory is mine.
Victory
today.
bless you. God bless you. You know, it gets dark sometimes, but when it gets dark in your life, huh, the sun can be shining, but it can be dark in your life. Oh, y'all want to hear me. When it gets dark in your life, you can reach back, go down Old School Boulevard again, and come back up and get this message. Shine. Oh. Let the light. This is what I was raised on. From the light. What is it? Come on. Shine. Oh.
Thank you. Wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. No better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. They don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out. They do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Thank you. investment in that account. Pretty much an investment account. You put your money, you believe in the person because the person knows how to work the money. He promised to bring, or the corporation promised to bring you results by lending out your money, making risky bets, lending money to certain people that you get a certain percentage back. That goes, now, that goes into people trusting. Now, usually, I would say, on the surface, it looks like it's a very cool thing to do. But what we have right now is this big epidemic of Ponzi schemes that's going on in corporate America and the banking industry. All the way, we can go all the way to Enron, with the energy company, saying that they make